This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking a lot about the Iceland Pirate Party, which is possibly going to gain a number of seats. They were polling as number one in first place as of last week. This week they've dropped to second place by just one percentage point in the polls, and the election is slated for tomorrow. We're going to tell you more about them here in a moment because it's an exciting time in Iceland.
It's more interesting to me than our presidential election.
Absolutely.
I can tell you that. Let me.
Hold on. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
All right, go ahead.
So, what we saw was in 2008, the Icelandic people jailed bad bankers and then nationalized banks.
As opposed to, essentially bailing out the banks, which is what happened here in the U.S.
Yep. Wouldn't say nationalizing banks is really, you know, fabulous or anything like that, but I would say that the reaction was probably better than many places in the world. But it didn't change anything, right? Like, no one from a national, international level, no one said, well, what they're doing in Iceland's really awesome, let's replicate that. Because of their small size, their location is helpful in this. Just all kinds of things make it so that they're unusual and unlikely to be replicated. If the Pirate Party wins, and if things become significantly more free in Iceland, are you going to be looking at moving there?
I would absolutely consider that, yes.
Okay. You're willing to follow the sun wherever freedom goes, right?
If it's significantly more free. I'm not of the belief that all of a sudden things are going to change radically in Iceland if these people take power. My belief is that people who are attracted to power will likely wield that power in ways that they didn't promise to do so. I mean, we've seen it with politicians over and over again who say one thing and then do another. Now, maybe these guys are more immune than your average human being to power, but I don't have any reason to believe that.
Hearing some of her quotes on there, I'm extremely skeptical.
So I want to see good things. I really want to see this be a success. It's certainly, you know, one of the things that's noteworthy, is worth talking about, and worth keeping an eye on for sure. There's a story over in Time magazine about the Pirate Party. It's just kind of entitled What You Need to Know, or Everything You Need to Know About Iceland's Pirate Party. I think that's probably a little bit optimistic, given that the story is relatively short. But they say here that the pirates have created a crowdsourced draft of the Constitution, which includes provisos to create new rules for governance and to renationalize the natural resource industries of the small country. Now, that's definitely not libertarian. To nationalize any kind of industry is certainly not libertarian. Like other European populist parties, the pirates won a referendum on Iceland's relationship with the EU, but promised not to conduct the nativist anti-immigrant stance seen in the UK's iteration. So that suggests that there is some relationship with the EU, but you had said that they have their own currency, the kroner, Mark.
Yes. So, you know, there's all kinds of different relationships to the EU.
Says we don't want to make the same mistakes that happened in Britain, according to the party's spokesperson or head of the party, Ms. Jonsdottir. She told that to the Washington Post, saying further, you have to make sure that it's an informed campaign. People need to know what membership implies. Going on, but forming a stable government could present a challenge for the company of radicals. Jonsdottir has no intention to become prime minister, and the party has ruled out working with the current center-right coalition, which includes Gunnlaugsson's Progressive Party. Progressive Party is the number one party in parliament right now, but they're polling at only 8%, which means that they're scraping the bottom of the barrel at the moment for the elections that are coming up tomorrow. According to the story here, Jonsdottir has conceded in the past that once in power, the pirates might have to temper their idealism, which is, that's how politics works, right? People compromise.
Yeah, this is the thing that makes libertarians so mad about libertarians running for office.
No, that's not true. I don't think that's the case at all. Libertarians in the United States are mad about non-libertarians running as libertarians because they're not promoting the ideas of liberty. I think most libertarians understand, those that are involved in the political process, like Daryl and myself, we understand that compromise is necessary when it comes to politics. Unless you have a supermajority in your political system, you're going to have to compromise to get any kind of steps in your direction. But that's different than running a campaign, Mark. When you're running a campaign as a libertarian, your ideal should be to promote the concepts of non-aggression, the ideas of liberty, in my opinion. Now, I'm not necessarily in the majority in that particular opinion, but I think that's drastically different than a principled libertarian getting actually elected to something by some miracle, because that doesn't happen typically. It does here in New Hampshire, though. They've just run as Republicans and Democrats. There's some very principled libertarians who have won political office, and they're doing really good work here in New Hampshire. We've got a really special situation here that doesn't exist anywhere else. You're going to have to compromise. But as Daryl has pointed out in what he's doing, which is the Liberty Lobby, that's why he's not on this month. He's taking some time off, and he's doing work on LibertyLobby.xyz, which is his lobbying firm. He's not compromising.
You better be working on it. I've donated.
Yeah, he's not compromising on his positions. His goal is to go into these state house hearings and give them the principled liberty viewpoint, understanding that it's likely that any actual policy that comes out of those hearings will not be that principled liberty viewpoint, but it may help people understand it, so they may be more likely to kind of accept that or integrate it as much as possible into those viewpoints. Or if a libertarian in the state house proposes some legislation, having someone explain the principles of liberty and explain these things and how it applies to these issues that are in front of them can only help those Republicans and Democrats that are on those panels. So there's value to explaining what these concepts are, to explaining the non-aggression principle, which is, you know, that basically says that you should not aggress against other people in order to achieve your political goals. You should not use the initiation of force to achieve whatever it is you're trying to achieve. Great. You want to help poor people? Cool. Ask for help. Ask for people to donate. Come up with some program on your own. You want to help sick people? Great. I think a lot of people support those things. You want fire protection, police protection? Cool. Just don't force people into the system. That's what the libertarian message is supposed to be. And to ask our candidates to stay true to that, I don't think is asking too much. Anyway, that aside, back to the story here. It's almost done from Time Magazine. So they're talking about possibly compromising. It says here, it looks like Saturday's vote may leave Iceland with a center-left coalition of the Pirates and three or possibly four other parties. Iceland has historically never had a coalition government consisting of more than two parties survive a full four-year term, according to the BBC. If the Pirates do plunder a win, it will be one more example of an outsider turning into the champion of establishment-wary voters. And that's something that's happening not just in Iceland, but it's definitely happening here in the United States. And unfortunately, the ballot access laws in the United States across the country are very, very difficult for third parties to actually get any kind of foothold, to get any amount of candidates on the ballot. It is a grueling challenge to accomplish this. And then on top of that, you also have the old media that stands in the way as much as they possibly could. Vincent and I actually went out last night during your show, Mark. You were hosting Free Talk Live on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. We went out to Concord, which is the state capital here in New Hampshire. There's a company there called NH1, and they are a video services company. They also have some radio stations that they own. But their big, you know, flagship is this news media channel called NH1, and it's a competitor to the other main video media kind of news channel, which is WMUR. So in New Hampshire, this small little place, there are really only two major television stations, and that's it. So this is one of them. And they're holding a political debate on Wednesday and Thursday nights. Wednesday was for the governor election. Thursday night, last night, was for the U.S. Senate election. And they, in an election with four candidates, they only invited two of them. And so that was why we were protesting in the governor's race. There were only three candidates, and they only invited two of them. They invited the Republican and the Democrat, and they claimed that, oh, yeah, we would have invited the other party candidates if they'd only had 10% of the polls. Now, you know that if the party, the other party candidates, there's a Libertarian and a independent in the U.S. Senate race, those other candidates, if they were doing 10%, you know the percentage would have been 15. The requirement would have been, oh, well, yeah, they would have gotten 15%. We would have let them in the polls. It's, they're just going to keep raising the rates, just like they did in the political system in New Hampshire when the Libertarians actually got 2% back in the 90s and they qualified as a major party. Well, the Republicans and Democrats went in and revised the rules to double it to 4%.
Yep.
And they haven't made it ever since. So, the deck is stacked, and that's just the New Hampshire example for you. This stuff exists all across the United States where it's almost impossible for a political party to qualify, but even if they do qualify, the kind of the old guard, if you will, these old families, right, that have been in charge forever, the money men, the people who have the political power and the friends of those people, will do everything they can to keep new ideas out of the discussion. So the Libertarians, forbidden from being in the debates. We'll continue here. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at truehealthfacts.com. That's truehealthfacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, they ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a bio biomass burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Plus, I do want to let you know about the Libertarian Party's offer to Free Talk Live listeners. Now, we've been talking about political parties, third parties. It's not easy to be a libertarian in the United States. It's hard. It's a hard road. And the deck is stacked against them, as we've been discussing here. The ballot access is very, very difficult, but the Libertarian Party is one of the largest. I remember they used to claim to be the third largest. I don't know if that claim's still true, but they used to be, and they are still, one of the largest political parties in the United States. Probably had a decent influx of new members this year with their higher visibility due to the terrible candidates of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, even though Gary Johnson
is terrible as well.
He leaves a lot. I'll say he leaves a lot to be desired. I would not call Gary Johnson terrible. You know, he's still better than the other guys.
I disagree.
I wonder how much time, like how much of his stuff just gets manipulated by the media and how much of is him just sort of not looking like he's ready.
So, you know what, there's been a lot of controversy over Gary Johnson within the Libertarian Party. Within the party, there's the group of radicals like Daryl W. Perry and, you know, the people that support him. And then there are the people who want to water down the message of liberty. And that conflict is going to continue. Now, whatever your position is on that, if you want to have an effect on the Libertarian nomination process in the future, maybe you support Adam Kokesh in 2020, or maybe you support, you know, bringing Bob Barr back. I don't know. But the only way to get involved in that process is to get a membership in the party. And we've got a free membership that we're able to offer you thanks to a new partnership with the Libertarian Party here on Free Talk Live. You can go to lp.org/FTL. That's lp.org/FTL. Now, the FTL has to be in all lowercase, by the way. And sign up for it right now. It's a free Libertarian Party membership. You get, I believe, a free issue of the LP News that they have. It's a physical print newspaper that they have. lp.org/FTL to go and get your free membership just for Free Talk Live listeners in the Libertarian Party. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Will. He's on the line listening to KVLI in Lake Isabella, California. Hey, Will.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
We're talking about. Okay. Yeah, most often, they are not good because they're going to take your stuff.
I don't think we've got a very good connection, Will. I can barely understand the words that you're saying to me. I'm going to put you on hold here, and we'll see if we can kind of clear things up with the, maybe get you in a better cell or something like that. I'll get the board up to talk to you there. But, yeah, you can call in toll-free here and join us at 855-450-FREE or Skype into the show. Skype username's lrn.fm.
How come my phone conversations throughout the day on people's cell phones never sound as bad as the callers on Free Talk Live?
If you're trying to drive through the mountains in New Hampshire, Mark, you're going to drop out entirely.
I'm not claiming that there's certain...
I've had my calls dropped constantly. If there's a certain part of the road where you're just not going to get a signal. So,
just saying.
Yeah. I mean, this is Lake Isabella. It's not a very populated area out there, Mark.
neither is southwestern New Hampshire.
Yeah. So anyway, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. In other news, as we've been talking about decentralization, the Pirate Party, which, yeah, some of their policies don't really seem very libertarian, but all that said, it is still exciting to see any kind of outsider rise to some level of control over a government, which forever has been only the place where the establishment has reigned, where they've been in control for so long. To have that fracture, to have that breakdown somewhat is very interesting to watch. Now, there's going to be a challenge here in the cryptocurrency universe as well to the dominance of Bitcoin. At least some people believe that's going to be the case about this new crypto that launched today called Zcash. And there are a lot of people within the Bitcoin sphere who have helped launch this currency. Now, there are a bunch of altcoins out there. There are a bunch of competitors to Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the first ever decentralized currency, cryptocurrency that cannot be controlled by governments, cannot be controlled by banks. Bitcoin's amazing. We've been huge fans of Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live for half a decade at this point now. And the folks behind Zcash are basically pitching this as an anonymous version of Bitcoin. And there are a lot of people that are very excited about this. And it started mining today, which means that right now there are people with computers cranking away to verify that this, you know, these transactions on the network, and they're growing the Zcash economy. But right now it's so brand new that there's hardly anybody who's willing to sell the stuff. So it's actually interesting to watch the launch of a new cryptocurrency from the very beginnings here that has had a lot of promotion up front. There's been a lot of people, like Roger Ver is one of the investors in this, I believe. Eric Voorhees, who's also a listener of Free Talk Live, the founder of Shapeshift.io, he's involved in this from what I understand. So a lot of the movers and the shakers, the old school big players in Bitcoin, are interested in the Zcash thing. So that's one of the things that makes it special, besides the fact that it's anonymous, supposedly. And it's kind of hitting the scene in a big way. Apparently,
it has masternodes, right?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't believe it does, because it's based on Bitcoin.
All right.
But anyway, you can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to try Will one more time in California. Do you have a better signal, Will? Go ahead.
I hope so. You know, our towers have been burnt here in Isabella,
right?
Okay. Anyway, we're talking about pirates. Typically, they've been known to think of just themselves and any riches that you might have, and that's a typical pirate. So it's really like that. Basically, the civilized world, you don't want these people. Okay. It's like a train robbery.
We're not talking about real pirates here, though. You understand? We're talking about people calling themselves the Pirate Party. These are not people who are plundering anyone. They're not stealing and robbing. You know, they might call themselves pirates because they may have engaged at some point in their life in online piracy.
They did mention redistributing power, taking it from the establishment and redistributing it out to whom we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, I don't like corruption, I don't think pirate is the one corruption to another corruption. No, you're still going to have corruption.
I think so, too.
You don't like the name, huh?
I think you're going to have that. I think that, the Pirate Party is going to attract people who want to have power. They're going to want to wield that power over others, and that's the one thing that's, you know, it happens with the libertarians as well.
I have nothing different there. Pirate is pirate. It's like train robbers. They're going to take over a train, and the train's going to, they don't care if the train's going to crash. It's going to.
Are you basing your comments solely off the name of the party, or did you actually listen to the first hour of the show when we talked in detail about, you know, some of what the Pirate Party actually stands for?
Well, look, I know a history of pirates.
Okay. All right. Well, you have no idea what you're talking about, Will. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We're talking about the Icelandic Pirate Party, not actually made up of brigands who will rape and pillage, supposedly, but they are made up of people who are technology types, nerds. They're people who've likely engaged in online piracy.
I think that the etymology of the name Pirate Party probably came from the fact that some people in Sweden that were involved in the Pirate Bay, which is a website that basically makes it so that people can exchange movies and music without having to pay for it, to share it with each other. That's what it came from.
We'll continue, though. You can join us, 855-450-FREE. But that is a problem with calling it the Pirate Party.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username, LRN.FM. We'll tell you a little bit more about Zcash. I was sort of talking generally about it here in a moment. I'm very interested in seeing what happens with this simply because of the people who are behind it. People like Roger Ver, who longtime listeners of the show will know Roger's name. We talk about him a lot because he is somebody who is very influential in our evolution towards understanding and accepting Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live, which has been a big deal for Free Talk Live as the first kind of media program to ever have accepted Bitcoin.
And one of the first to talk about it.
Right. In fact, us talking about it is what turned Roger onto it. Then he went and bought a bunch of it because we had no vision for that. He did. He bought a bunch of it, and now he's probably a Bitcoin billionaire. I don't know how many dollars worth of Bitcoin Roger Ver has, but it's quite a bit. And so he's behind this Zcash thing. We'll get back into that here in moments. But I wanted to share a couple of tweets from Roger's Twitter profile, twitter.com/RogerKVeer. Got to use the K to find the real one. Roger K. Veer over on Twitter. One of them says here, he posted this on the 24th of this month, people often want government to use force simply because they are not sure how something would be accomplished if people were left in freedom. And that is such a true statement because we see it a lot where people are just afraid of what freedom will bring. Oh, my God. But if people are free to choose what to do with their own money, then they might choose to not give it to the programs that I think are important.
Right. They might not save it, so we need Social Security.
Or they might not want to support the fire department, and they, you know, will put everyone else in danger if their house burns down. I mean, there's all kinds of, like, scary what-if scenarios. Or that angry man down the street won't donate to the road building, so how will we, you know, keep the roads together? And so some of them are good questions, and they are things that libertarians should be addressing, but they're all based in that fear of, oh my gosh, how do we do things if we can't force people to come along? How do we accomplish these tasks for the community, things that might better the community in some way, if we can't force everybody into it? That might increase the costs on those who are willing to actually pay. But, well, as it turns out, if you actually get the government out of doing these things, the costs go down. Because whether it's trying to help sick people or poor people or build roads, if you get a monopoly out, which is what the government is, and you actually turn it over to a marketplace where there's competition, costs inevitably are going to come down. And even if a cost goes up, I'd rather have that happen than have a gun pointed at my head and saying I got to be forced to support something.
Yeah, it's the people that advocate for monopolies have the unfortunate conundrum of trying to prove that a program is both worthwhile and won't be funded by the marketplace. So if something's a good idea, then people will participate.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's a bad idea, people won't participate.
Take the space program, for instance. I mean, does anybody doubt that there are going to be a load of people who would support a private space program that took
donations?
Well, there
are private space programs. The thing is that we talked about this many years ago on Free Talk Live and said, you know, if NASA would just let people start space programs, and then they did. And sure enough,
you got the X Prize and things like that.
There's all kinds of things going on, and we didn't need NASA in the first place.
But they're still out there costing however many hundreds of billions of dollars per year or whatever.
Not nearly as much.
Are. So let's go to your calls, your thoughts here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. John in South Carolina listening via our live YouTube feed over at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, John.
Hey.
Hey there.
All right, so can I talk about an experience I had or...
You can certainly talk about an experience you had. It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about anything you want. So go ahead.
Well, I was working on school one day.
When you said can, right. I didn't realize that you might have trouble actually doing it. So you'll have to speak directly into the phone and articulate, okay?
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so I was walking home from school one day. And I was almost home, and I heard whispering. And I turned.
No, he heard a whisper.
I heard a whisper.
Okay.
Right. And I turned, and I saw something. I couldn't make out what it was. So I got a little closer and realized it was somebody dressed in a clown costume.
Oh, no. Now, when you were walking home from school, were you in a dark alley? Where were you at the time?
I mean, it's like, it wasn't in the middle of the city, but it was in between, like, a gap of houses.
Now, was it a scary clown costume or, like, a happy clown costume?
I mean, I would say a weird mask on, asking if I wanted candy and stuff like that, trying to lure me into the woods.
Did you get a picture of the clown?
I didn't. I was...
Now, what's going on
here? They tried to lure you in the woods, so this was kind of like a... It's like... So there were woods near where you were, correct? But it was kind of like in a somewhat urban area?
Now, what was it that he was using to lure you? I mean, was it candy? Did he have little puppies?
Yeah, and he had, it was weird. He had candy and balloons. And
how old are you?
Standing there at the edge of the woods.
What kind of candy was it?
How old are you?
I don't know.
You don't know
I mean, I was too busy running away.
Oh, he means what kind of candy it was. Well, good for you for running away and not accepting that candy.
Oh,
candy's
going to
be much.
How
much...
old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
14. Why?
14. Can a 14-year-old really be lured into the woods by candy bars? I mean, is this possible?
No.
Candy's
right,
gonna
that's
be,
the thing.
Well, it's going to be so much cheaper November 1st, so why take candy for free when you can get any kind of candy you want for cheap at
that's
the CVS
true.
November 1st?
Now, John, why would you run away? I mean, are you scared of a man in a clown suit?
I mean, I've already seen the sightings on Twitter. He didn't have the most pleasant clown mask on, so I just kind of...
You know, the thing is, if there aren't pictures and video, I don't believe it happened. Thanks for the call, John. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There was all these clown sightings, supposedly, at Keene State College a few weeks ago. You know, this whole clown thing.
It wasn't even a sighting. Someone on Twitter said it was. Someone sent that to campus safety. Campus safety made everyone panic and like, oh, we're locking this place down. And then everyone panicked, and no picture. There's no evidence.
Right. Yeah, look. What doesn't make sense here is young people all have smartphones, okay? Unless you are, you know, living out in the woods in redneck Georgia or whatever, and you don't have power. If you're under the age of 25, you probably have, it's probably a 95% chance you have a smartphone in your pocket. Now, whether it has a charge on it or not, it's another question. But presumably, most of these people claiming to be seeing clowns and clown sightings likely have a phone that they could use to take a picture or video, better yet, of the clown that they say they saw. I think they're full of it, most of them are. And even of the videos they do have, I think most of them are staged. Like, the super majority of them are just BS.
Some could be Photoshopped, too, easily.
It's entertaining, but that's all.
I saw a couple of kids running around in clown outfits in the middle of October just a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah? Did you get a picture?
No, I didn't. That's the thing.
So, Pixar didn't happen.
Well,
Pixar clowns didn't happen.
I understand Pixar clowns didn't happen, but I'm telling you, it happened.
Yeah, where were they?
Where were they?
Yeah.
They were on River Road in Westmoreland, New Hampshire.
Were they trying to beckon you into the woods with candy?
No, they looked like they were sort of running away after probably some hijinks across the street.
Yeah. I mean, I believe you.
The last thing they want to do is beckon me.
Yep. I am going to
give them a piece of my mind if they do.
I don't doubt that happened. And there have definitely been people in clown outfits out and about. But I think they're all, you know, I don't think a single one of them is dangerous. I think they're all just jokers. I mean, every one of them are just playing around.
I suspect that's the case, yes.
Some of them are making videos in the hopes that their video will go viral on the internet, and some of them are funny. I didn't even know there were videos until I was watching the React channel on YouTube the other day, and they actually had one. They had, like, a parents react to the clowns, and they showed six or seven of these different videos, and they all seem staged, all of them.
And what the media does is when they have an article about a clown sighting, they, in the thumbnail, they put a picture of a clown instead of, you know, putting a picture maybe where it happened. Like, there was someone dressed as a clown just walking around with a rifle. It was somewhere, like, in New England.
Right, and they'll inevitably, hold that thought. We're going to continue here in moments. It'll inevitably be a picture of a scary-looking clown, too.
How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with
with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. Our toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I mean, we're just not going to get on this clown train thing of being afraid of clowns or buying into these stories. I think they're ridiculous. It is kind of funny, the whole phenomenon that
certainly people are running around in clown outfits.
Yes, because it's working.
That.
Because people are freaked out by them.
Well, that's the thing.
They're
that
trolling people.
That upsets me about it all is that seriously, we have adults in America who are afraid of clowns. I mean, clowns are people that, you know, entertain your children at parties or come visit sick kids in hospitals or do tricks
right.
in the circus.
They fold balloons
They're
around,
not
too.
Scary. This isn't Stephen King's It.
No.
This isn't Stephen King's It. Grow up.
I think some of it is like a role-playing for that because in my dorm when everyone was panicking, people were having fun. This one guy in the class I had, I bumped into him, and he's holding like a huge hockey stick, and he was like scared. You know, this is a big muscular guy, bigger than me. I didn't care. You know, if I see a clown, I'm going to congratulate him, say, hey, this was pretty funny. But like everyone was having
fun.
The
clown comes in here, I'm going to knock his head off.
Exactly. He's like, oh, man, I'm so scared and stuff. And like, it's fun, you know. They had fun doing it because, hey, you know, breaks the monotony of life.
Sure, but, you know, the campus, I wouldn't be having so much fun if campus police put a lockdown on and it annoyed me during my day trying to get some stuff done.
It was like at like 12
it was
in the
night,
evening.
But,
yeah.
All right, let's go to your calls and continue. You can bring up what you want. It's Mark in Nevada listening to K-Talks. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Yeah, not to mock that last caller, but I was walking down the street one day and I saw this clown and I knew it was a clown because I was walking down the street one day, and man, I could smell your feet a mile away.
Thanks, call, man. Let's continue here. We've got Erod in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Erod.
Yeah, hey. Hey, you know, I'm glad this is Free Talk Live where I can bring up anything that I want to.
Yeah.
I want to talk about something here which is kind of weird for me. But anyway, a couple of weeks ago, actually, you know, my routine, I wake up early in the morning. I was working on my computer, paying some bills, had the television on. There was the World News news was on. There was a woman on here who was relatively new, and she looked really, really nice, and I was looking at her. She stood up, and I said to myself, oh, my gosh, she's got a beautiful body. Mm. Anyway, so, you know, I kind of just Googled her. I was right on the computer. I found out, oh, she was on Fox News, and actually she wants this Brazilian booty kind of thing. I mean, and she has a fantastic body. I mean, let me tell you, fantastic. I mean, I was just like stunned. And then so wow. I'm on the internet, and you know, as it goes on the internet, one click leads to the other, and I'm looking at all these Brazilian booties and what have you. And you know, if anybody's out there, they know what they look like. But anyway. I find myself on this porn site. Now, let me tell you, I don't really like watching porn.
Do you live
alone? I think
it's
kind of unhealthy. You know, at least for me personally, you know, I don't want to look. I just don't want to look at it. I think psychologically it does something wrong with you.
But somehow you ended up there.
Well, studies have shown, so you're not wrong.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So, you know, so I stay away from them. And believe me, I can't tell you the last time I was on a porn site before.
Dude, we're not your wife. You don't have to justify it.
Apparently
okay.
you
please
are telling us about the last time you were on a porn site.
So please tell us a story. You don't have to justify it. We're not your wife. We're not your mom. We're not your priest.
Okay, but at any rate, now I'm going to mention a term in a minute. But this is the term that I've heard of. I've known biologically what it is, but I've never actually seen it. But I saw this, and believe me, it has blown my mind, and this is like, I'm in awe. Here's the term, hermaphrodite.
Yeah, I knew that
Let
was going to be
the term. Something.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Is that something with both genitals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both genitals. And you know what? I'm looking at this thing, and it's not like a turn-on thing.
No, wait. This was on the Brazilian booty site, or did you
go from
booties to hermaphrodites?
Let me tell you, like I said, one click, if you're on the internet, one click leads to the next. And to the
I gotcha.
Next, okay, and so.
So you're on the Brazilian booty site, and you ended up on a hermaphrodite.
Watching Fox News, then went to a booty site.
Okay, I admit it. So I was on a porn site, click this, click that, and it's one of those things, okay? It happens.
It takes a lot to admit this, Erod. I gotta say, I appreciate the discussion.
Well, okay, I'm telling you, that's what I did. You know, I mean, and it's not like I typed this in. I mean, I'm just clicking.
I'm going to type it in right now because I don't know if I've ever seen this.
Yeah, but at any rate, but what I'm saying is, though, I'm looking at this thing, and I am in totally shock and awe. Again, I've known the term biologically, okay, both genitals, but I have never, in my almost 60 years of living, I have never seen this before.
Oh, my goodness.
Ian, I have some sites I can recommend to you if you want to see some good ones.
All you got
to
do is Google image it, man.
No, but what I'm getting at is that I'm looking at this, and it's not, like I said, it's not a sexual thing. I'm saying to myself, oh, my God. What is this? It's like, I mean, what must has it been like to grow up like this? What must have it been like for the parents?
How many of these are real?
It could have been a trap, too. Someone who's a guy who just dresses up as a girl.
Well, I mean, he's talking about
porn.
Let
me tell you.
We're not talking about people who are dressed up here, Vincent. We're talking about people who are naked.
Well, no, I'm not talking about dressed up. Yeah, it's a guy. Yeah, I know, but it's a guy who gets, like, surgery. They're called traps, like, you know, in Thailand, some of these prostitutes.
So does that mean that there's not actually the vagina, that there's nothing that one could go in, that there's just some sort of decorative lips on there? I mean, I don't want to get too sexually explicit here. We are doing a radio show, but...
Or we could use like prosthetics.
How many of these are real? How many of these are real? You know, that's what I want to know. Like versus a prosthetic or versus some sort of plastic surgery. Are there people who are actually born like this? I've never looked into this.
Sure, the term hermaphrodite is absolutely. They're rare.
Well, let me tell you. I mean, I'm like I said, I'm looking at this site, and again, I'm in awe. And what I'm seeing is a person, and I'm calling her a woman because she looks like a woman,
mm-hmm.
she talks like a woman, she has a small body. I'm not talking about some hideous, disgusting she-male, you know, something mm-hmm. like this. And you know, I mean, and then I mean, there was this one scene. I mean, there was this girl. I mean, I gotta tell you, she's damn near cute. And I, you know, and I think it's going to be, well, girl on girl thing. She pulls up her little dress and it's like, boom, there it is. I mean, she has both, I mean, both fully functional, you know, genitalia. And so then I'm asking myself, all kind of things are coming to my mind.
Oh,
and I mean, prior to me watching this, if you were to ask me, well, what is the definition of a male? You know, with the recent, you know, transgender
sure.
bathrooms kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, like the Bruce gender. I would have said, well, you know, if you're born with male genitalia, I don't care what you do yourself surgically, you're a man. But I'm looking at this and I'm saying, what classification?
Yeah, what do you call these people?
I mean, okay, as I said, I've never I've spent plenty of my time on 4chan, so I know what you're talking about. People like them, and I'm saying I doubt that they're actually born hermaphrodites, like genetically born. I'm pretty sure they're just what we call traps, but they use prosthetics and makeup and stuff. No, sir.
There was, like I said, I clicked around and
did they have a doctor's disclaimer?
No, there was the fake stuff. No, this was fully. Well, functional. I mean, there is no way. Look, when you do a porn thing, I'm figuring it's low budget, right? I mean, this is not.
Yeah, sure.
And this thing is free, okay? I would never, ever pay to watch porn, okay? I've never paid for that. I don't watch porn usually, okay? This was the real deal. Now, I don't know what percent of the population is born like this. And like I said, I've never watched this thing before in my life, but this stuff was real. I mean, come on. I'm not an idiot. I know what's real and what's not. I mean, you know, they're not going to put that kind of money in this kind of production. I mean, I'm watching this thing. I mean, I watched this scene with two hermaphrodites in this, like, circle of, like, hermaphrodite sex where they were both penetrating each other simultaneously. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is this? And it's like, I'm asking, what defines, what is the definition of a woman now? What is the definition of a man now?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, having XX and XY in the genetics.
They're just a person, right? I mean, that's what these people are.
What is a hermaphrodite? What is that? Is that a man or because she looks like a woman?
It's just a person. I've never heard of a hermaphrodite. Because, you know, I went through science classes. I never heard of a hermaphrodite who had both working
genitalia. That's what he's
genitalia.
Saying. Well, I'm telling you, man, working defines it differently. So
that's
working
what I'm
meaning.
Saying. I saw this. You know, I'm looking at this thing. They were both functioning.
Fascinating.
Functioning,
yeah. Fascinating.
You know, organs. And, you know, and like I said, I mean, I don't know whether or not you call this a mutation or a deformity. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know if you call these things like the X-Men or something, some mutation. Well, this person can, you know, what's your superpower? Well, I can satisfy any person in any way you want to.
Great call, Erod. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Wow. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com. For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.